Street. Kay, can you give us an update on that?
Yes. So I'd like to share my screen. There's a slide deck in your packet. I can just run through this quickly. So this committee has been tasked with creating a vision for a mental health board retreat, if a retreat is needed and desired by the board. And this is following discussions at recent board meetings. So I had offered to do a short survey to get a pulse from board members, and I hope that this will just get the ball rolling for your discussions, for your planning. So in terms of the past retreat, it was held, the last one was held September 26, 2018. The focus was on self-assessment for the board to assess its role and its performance as the governing body for BHS. And it was grounded in the state statutes with four objectives for that retreat, looking at how the board can best embrace a custodial role for BHS strategy, how the board can ensure effective governance of BHS, how to best evaluate senior leadership and the mental health board itself in terms of performance, and then also legal, regulatory, and community concerns. So if anyone would like any additional background on that, for anyone listening, and this is something that's provided to new board members, there are a lot of documents that can be utilized as reference items, and those are noted. So then Chairwoman Perez had mentioned a potential proposed timing of September 2023 for the next retreat. So the purpose of the survey is to just get a snapshot as a someone with a background in social science, and of course challenge assumptions. So start with kind of a blank slate in terms of assessing whether there's even an interest in holding a retreat, what the possible areas of focus might be, and then the format preferences. So I'm very pleased to share that 11 board members completed the survey, so that's an excellent response rate, and it was an anonymous survey format. And I had hoped to make it just a quick, an easy thing to complete. Does anyone have any questions on this so far? Okay. So the Mental Health Board, just, you are all familiar with this, so I won't spend time on this, but the left side just delineates the board membership with defined seats corresponding to various areas of expertise and stakeholder groups. A little bit more about the which seats are voting, non-voting, all of that. It's just noted there for a reference. Something that I looked at in preparing this was board membership, the tenure of board members. And so in my past work with previous boards, I've always found it that boards are most effective when they have a composition of longer standing board members with newer members. It's ideal to have a balance because the longer standing members provide that institutional history, can prevent the board from repeating new ideas over and over again, and to really, you know, capture the wisdom that's gained along the way. And then new board members providing new ideas, fresh perspectives, really meeting the challenges of the present moment. So it's nice to have a mix. And so the chart shows, as of December 31st, there's six members that are, six members that are over 6 years, and then five members that are under 2 years, and then the rest fall into the midpoint. So just to provide that for you for background. Okay, so this question of is a retreat even necessary at this time, and the overwhelming response is yes, it would be useful to convene for a retreat. Possible areas of focus. So I created this to correlate to the committee structure. So you can see strategic planning, finance, quality, governance, community engagement, and you can see the results there. in terms of possible areas of focus, the two big ones being overall strategic planning, and that can really take a lot of different, cover a lot of different topics, the planning process, BHS mission and vision, the future state, no wrong door, racial equity vision. I mean, it really, you could go in a lot of different directions with strategic planning. And then governance was the next most popular item as a potential topic. Okay, so I wanted to have an opportunity for people to note their most pressing concern. And so the six people gave responses. So they would like to see the mental health board discuss how we assure members are engaged, no wrong door, program performance, the role of the mental health board going forward and how to be effective, how to engage younger people in board positions, and am I contributing to the best of my ability in my role as a member of the mental health board. And then a note on the preferred retreat format. So 10 of 11 members prefer to meet in person. And then the most popular option was a half day retreat. So I would invite any questions or comments. Again, this is just being provided to you for your committee work to kind of get the ball rolling with your retreat planning process.
Very well done, Kate. I just have a couple of observations. I'm not surprised at all that strategic planning and governance bubbled up to the top of topics that are most pressing currently, given everything we've just been through. If you just look at the last 2 years, it really feels like a time of just regrouping and thinking about direction and oversight, because there has just been so much going on and members falling off and new members coming on, and it's a really good time to really regroup about, you know, who are we, what's our, we know what our purpose is, but what's our strategy, what direction are we going in? And then thinking through oversight, I think. So I'm not surprised that those things bubbled up. I'm also really happy that board engagement came up. How can we assure board engagement? And then the other one related was how might we assist newer members, you know, in a mentorship kind of capacity. I'm not really sure what that means, but board engagement has really been on my mind, and in general, you know this, Kate, my conversations with you, just wanting to make sure that board members are not only attending, right, but when they do attend, that they are engaged. So right. I'm just more or less reflecting those thoughts after your presentation. Mm-hmm. Well done.
Thanks, Kate. Dr. Perez, thank you.
You can call me Maria.
No.
Well, I was really thrilled to see that you had 11 respondents to the survey. That was positive to begin with. And I thought it was an excellent brief survey. To piggyback my comments on what Maria has said about the engagement piece, and that in light of the change of the direction of BHS being out of the hospital market and out of the market of having the primary responsibility for PCS, needing to look at direction and mission and things of that nature, looking at where we head from here. We know that we're community-based services, but we have several new board members and two new board members coming on. So I think this is a critical juncture for a board retreat and to look at those items. So thank you for your work.
Thanks, Mary. And I would just piggyback off of that. You know, excellent job on the report, and we appreciate you doing the survey. No surprise with the shift of the more community services that more mental health community services that the county has shifted to, as far as, you know, no wrong door, and also what does that mean as a board, right? And how do we strategically plan? Because I believe most of the policies that was developed and oversight was more geared towards water, you know, that location, and not really community-based services where we're actually in the community. And so with the new emergency room, the Granite Hills, and the access point that's now in the community, does that change the oversight or the way that the board actually view policies and procedures and different services that for the community? And so, again, as Dr. Perez noted, it's no surprise when it comes to strategic planning of how do we continue to be effective as the services has shifted to the community-based services. So thank you. Thank you, Kate.
Yeah, I think it's going to be important going forward to identify opportunities. You know, the opportunities that we had in the past, like the new facility, the emergency room and so on, need to be replaced by new opportunities. And that it could be, you know, something like electronic integration. You know, we've started it. It's probably not, in fact, it isn't. You know, fully integrated with the healthcare systems. It's not even fully operational across all of our community-based programs. Not everybody participates in it, and so on and so forth. So there's opportunities for improvement, just in interconnectivity and communication. So, you know, does that rise to the top? Where is that in terms of priorities? You know, all of that has quality implications. You know, are we fully equipped like they are in some communities with mobile apps and the kind of mobile phone connectivity with our patients and members that are receiving services? You know, maybe that's a campaign item that we want to improve the tele-network connectivity with our members. And we want to encourage subcontract components and other things over time to make sure that every one of our patients, our members, our clients, you know, has cell phone connectivity immediate with whoever they're attached to. So management probably needs to define those opportunities that we can get behind measure and set milestones and capture the energy of the board looking forward. You know, what is the vision? And we had one. Certainly, we still do. We had one with Granite Hills and the Psych Center. What's the new mountain to climb? That we need another mountain, maybe several mountains.
For sure.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, what would you like the next steps to be with this in terms of providing direction to the administration to set up the retreat, to have a report go to the full board and then have that be an action item that gets voted on? Or do you need more information or more discussion?
Great question. I believe that, and so we can take a consensus that we should share the report with the entire board and then vote on, you know, moving forward with a date. I mean, I don't know if our date is September 2023. Is that a date that's good for everyone? But I would like to move forward and get a board vote to say that we're going to have the retreat. I think that's the number one thing, is to look at is making this happen. And so in order to do that, we want to get a vote from the full board.
I concur, Mr. Chair. I concur with that plan.
Okay. guys, so this could be added to the next board meeting as an action item. If you vote as a committee level, and I think this is listed as an informational item, so maybe Ms. Mapp can comment on how we can move this forward, but I think either it comes from the committee as a recommendation to the board through your vote today, or it's presented at the board level as its own item, and then the board votes. So I don't know how much that matters one way or the other.
Hi, Mr. Chairman, committee members. I don't think it does matter either. I do have it listed on the draft agenda for February. We can definitely list it as an action item. We also, I mean, to be formal, we can make a recommendation on this to move it forward to the board also. So if you guys would like to do that, that would be okay.
Like to do that.
Yes.
We need a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. So let's move it to the action item or informational item to the board to say that we have voted as a committee to move forward with the retreat.
Thank you.
So would it move forward as an action item to the February agenda?
It will.
Or March,
Mr. Chairman, committee members, it will. From what I took from your discussion, you did want this to move forward as an action item and have the board vote as a whole on the retreat.
That's correct.
Thank you.